For nearly 4 million poor people with severe disabilities, finding a decent place to live is a struggle. A report says a key government subsidy has not kept pace with rising rents. The result is that many people end up in substandard housing, or sometimes living in unexpected places. As part of the Housing First series, NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
The place Anthony White calls home is not somewhere you might expect to find a 26-year-old man. It's a nursing home.
Here's my room, and here's the pictures I was telling you about with the pretty little birds that I took my time and colored. Now, this first one right here, I did this one last week.
Two pictures of peacocks and parrots are the only things to liven up this small and somber room. White has carefully colored them with black, yellow, green, blue, and pink markers. Over the last year, White has lived in two hospitals, and now this nursing home filled with elderly people in Washington, D.C. He came because he needed medical care, but he stays largely because he has no other place to go. White was just 17 when his mother died. He moved to his grandmother's house, but the living conditions there were far from ideal, especially for White, who was born with spina bifida and uses crutches, leg braces, and a wheelchair to move his large and heavy body. White's two younger brothers got the bunk bed, and he slept on a blanket on the floor. Just getting to that bedroom meant White had to drag his body up 13 narrow stairs to the second floor.
I have my braces on. I just walk up the steps, but if I don't have my braces on, just crawl right up the steps. It was no problem.
But there was a problem. Doing things like crawling up steps caused sores to open on White's feet, and it was because of those open wounds that he ended up in this nursing home. Recently, White's grandmother had a stroke. She's not living in the row house anymore. And that means there's no longer a place for White to go home to.
His situation is unfortunately very common.
That's Marjorie Rifkin of University Legal Services, a public interest law group that represents the disabled. She's Anthony White's attorney. And she says she's got many disabled clients in desperate need of housing. But she says there's too little government-subsidized housing available for her clients like White.
And as a result, they end up spending years on the waiting list for public housing or subsidized Section 8 housing. And we're seeing fewer and fewer of those units available to people living on extremely low incomes, such as Anthony's.
There's another program that's supposed to help people like Anthony White. It's a Social Security payment called Supplemental Security Income, or SSI. It's supposed to provide a livable income for people who are so disabled they can't work. But disability housing advocate Ann O'Hara says SSI has never kept up with the rising cost of housing.
In 2002, that benefit came from the federal government in the amount of $545 a month. And with that amount of money, it is literally impossible for a person to find a decent and safe place to live unless they were actually spending more than their entire monthly income for that housing.
In fact, the average rent for a one-bedroom apartment nationally is now 105% of the monthly SSI payment. In big cities, rents run closer to twice the SSI check, which is supposed to help pay all of someone's living costs, not just the rent. Those numbers come from a new report by O'Hara that looks at the housing problems of the nearly 4 million people who depend upon SSI. The report is called Priced Out in 2002. It was put together by a coalition of housing and disability groups. O'Hara says people like Anthony White have become part of a housing underground.
We see people on the streets of our cities who are not even able to find a place to spend the night. But for every one of those people, there are 20 or 30 people who are in institutions, in substandard board and care homes where they're sharing rooms with four or five, six, seven other people, where they get absolutely no services or support.
For Anthony White, at least in the nursing home, he gets medical care, meals, and other help. Still, he says, this is no place for a young man like him.
It's not right for everybody else to have housing and stuff like that, while us people that's disabled be sitting out here and don't have nowhere to go.
White's search for a place to live may take a long time. The Priced Out report found that in high-cost rental markets, including White City, Washington, D.C., rents have been going up about six times faster than the increases to the monthly Social Security check. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The report, Priced Out, and previous stories on the housing dilemmas of Americans with special needs are at npr.org.